Committee will come to order. Secretary, take roll.
Certainly. Good afternoon. Mr. Chairman Lambert. Mr. Chairman Windy Boy.
Here.
Representative Rice.
Here.
O'Hare.
Here.
Representative Ross.
Here.
Representative King. Representative Cathero. Representative Jones. Representative Rice.
I'm here.
I'm ready. Representative Kern.
Here.
Representative Wainwright. Representative Henry. Representative Bowe.
Here.
Representative Bill.
Here, with all my friends.
Representative Mendenhall.
Here.
Representative Chopek. Representative Malcolm. Chairman Woodger.
Here.
And you're here.
And you're.
Thank you.
John was a brief man, I can't believe that.
Okay, committee will open a hearing on Senate Bill 59. I'm looking through my glasses so I can read it. Go ahead, Representative. Senator, I mean, Senator Henson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. It's good to be over the House side. And today I bring you a pretty simple bill. It was brought to me by the Department of Livestock. And for the record, my name is Senator Ken Hansen from Senate District 17 up on the High Line, Blaine and Hill County. This bill primarily is a housekeeping bill, and truly is a housekeeping bill. It deals with the Federal Humane Methods of Slaughter Act of 1978. And primarily what has happened here is in 2006, the USDA audited the state of Montana's state meat and poultry inspection program and found that we were not in compliance. And primarily the as they determined, Montana was not in compliance of the 78 Slaughter Act, and even if Montana had adopted the federal code, Montana was not enough authority even to enforce the law. And it was also determined that the state of Montana, if they did not adopt the federal standards and bring it up to the federal level, that we would have a chance of losing 50% of the funding for the state program. And in dollar figures, that would amount roughly to $500,000. This program will not change within the state meat and poultry inspection. The state meat and poultry inspection program is currently enforcing the law as it is now. So primarily this is just to bring the Montana codes up to the federal codes. And I will sit down, Mr. Chairman, and let the proponents and opponents, if there are any, speak, and I would reserve the right to close.
Thank you. Senator Hanson, I keep on saying representative. I get the second half of the year straightened out now. I see we've got a full house, so I suppose we're going to put time limits on everybody today. Are there any proponents? Any proponents?
Mr. Chairman, member of the committee, my name is Carol Olmstead, the last name spelled O-L-M-S-T-E-A-D, and I'm the Bureau Chief for the State Meat and Poultry Inspection Bureau program in the Department of Livestock. Montana established a state meat and poultry inspection program in 1987. We reestablished that with a cooperative agreement with USDA Food Safety Inspection Service, whereas they pay up to 50% of our program with federal funding. And the match for that funding is from general funds. We set forth our established our rules and regulations for this program, and were reviewed by USDA annually on paper and site reviews probably, well, it's been my experience, about once every 5 years they come out to Montana. In our last review, which was done in 2006, it was brought to our attention by USDA that we had not adopted the Federal Humane Methods of Slaughter Act of 1978. Therefore, we were acting under the Federal Code of Regulations and enforcing regulations for humane methods of slaughter. And they believe that our code, our adoption of the code wasn't enough, and that it could jeopardize our equal to status if we did not adopt the Humane Method of Slaughter Act of 1978. Like I mentioned, we have already enforced those laws within our state plans, so policy will not change. We just need to clean up the regulations and make sure this is on the books. Therefore, the Department of Livestock is in favor of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other proponents? Any other proponents? Seeing none, opponents? Seeing none, informational witnesses? Seeing none, questions of committee? Any questions in committee? Representative Rice.
Mr. Chairman, a question for Ms. Olmstead again. Just repeat, did you say that if there is a federally inspected plant in our state, they're already complying with these?
Mr. Chairman,
regulations or
Representative Rice, all state and federal plants are meeting the law at present time. So there are federal plants in our state. There's probably about 25 of them, and they all meet the regulations as well as the state plants.
Follow up. So they will absolutely not have to make any changes in their plants or their procedures?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Rice, no, they will not.
Thank you.
Representative
For the sponsor, please. Mr. Chair, Senator Hanson, I'm just wondering if this applies to free-range chickens.
Representative Mendenhall, I would assume it probably would.
Thank you. Any other questions? I'd have one for Ms. Olmstead. Could you give us briefly a quick definition or description of what the feds consider humane slaughter practices?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, humane slaughter practices are established through through regulations within the USDA law. Humane slaughter means that we treat the animals humane anti-mortem and through the process of slaughtering. Animals need to be rendered unconscious, unfeeling, and at the time of slaughter, and there's so much time given before the animal is rendered dead. So,
now, just to follow up on this, in other words, the slaughter of the animal, is that required that they use the little gun with a plug now, or do they use actual 22 bullet?
Mr. Chairman, there are several different ways they can render an animal unconscious. It depends on if they're going to use the meat within the head for human consumption. Then they have to use they can't use a captive bolt. They could use an electronic stunner. Within our plants in Montana, most everybody uses a 22 and does not use the head meat.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, does the sponsor wish to close?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I would hope that you could send this bill out humanely.
Thank you. Is that a close the hearing?
Also, Mr. Chairman, Representative Prince will carry the bill in the House.
She's a slaughterhouse lady.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I move that we do executive action on this bill.
Can you move to pass?
Mr. Chairman, because Representative Diane Rice looks so stunning today, I move a due pass on Senate Bill 59.
Not sure what the relevance of that is, but I'm sure there's some
sort of slaughter. I'm about to go over there and say.
Okay, it's been moved to a due pass on Senate Bill 59.
Question.
Question's been called for. Yeah, wait a minute.
Just for the record, is be concurred?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I need to restate my motion. I move that Senate Bill 59 be concurred.
We'll get all the procedure right here yet now that we're
questions.
Okay, questions been called for. Voice vote, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Mr. Chairman?
Caparo, who's that?
Representative Heiner votes yes.
Mayor Caparo, Representative Caparo, yes.
Okay. That's it?
Mr. Chairman, I move we adjourn.
It's been moved to adjourn, and we will separate.
I third it.
Is that quick enough for you, Representative, or Senator Hanson?
Humanely.
I'd like to come back here, because you've got better food to eat.
If you come back too often, you'll have to put money in the kitty.
You almost missed it.
Yeah. That's a good decision.
Where is Costco, by the way? I've got the list.
I'm preparing you right now.
So, you brought this way, or you got Los Montana?
I gotta know how they kill them, they eat.
Well, yeah, you could turn right on Cedar, and then by the airport there, it's all off the side.
I don't quite understand.
Dead husband all the time, and the first bill you get is a slaughter bill.
Okay, but where are you? You better make sure that any mental health bills go through.
Well, like, well, I can't be very gross.
Good point.
Ellie, you're gonna hear about it on floor, be ready.
I'm gonna say, hey, I'm gonna slaughter it, I'm gonna do it.
That's right, yeah. You're the one that wanted the code, wanted all 10 pages.
That's a good one, I'll be sure to tell Steve.